Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report they have killed a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Abu Anwar was head of a court set up by al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Al-Qaeda's Yemen branch is considered by Washington to be the most dangerous offshoot of the terror network. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. An unidentified Al-Shabaab spokesman, speaking in English, asserts on the video that Muslims in the U.S. must choose between leaving the country or taking up the cause of holy war. Al-Shabaab has been fighting to install a strict Islamic State in Somalia since 2006. An explosion struck the Afghan capital Kabul late Friday, killing one person, wounding 11 others. Taliban quickly claimed responsibility and said one of its suicide bombers had carried out the attack. The blast hit a central residential area of the city, which is home to many Afghan officials and where guest houses are also located. The target of that attack was not immediately clear. Police in India say a small group of gunmen attacked an Air Force base in Punjab State near the border with Pakistan early today. Officials say two of the attackers, are believed killed during the shootout with the soldiers at the base. They say gunfire is ongoing, but few other details are available right now. This is VOA News. The Indian capital, New Delhi, has launched an ambitious initiative to curb the city's deadly levels of air pollution by restricting the number of private cars on the road. Anjana Pasricha reporting now from New Delhi.
The new year began on an unusual note in the Indian capital. In a city where roads are usually choked with cars, many citizens used public transport, auto rickshaws and cabs, arranged carpools or simply stayed at home. It was the first day of an experimental 15-day plan by city authorities to slash by half the number of private cars on the road by allowing those with odd and even-numbered license plates on alternate days. The aim? To clean up the city's toxic air, which the World Health Organization says is the world's dirtiest. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
During his New Year's address to the nation, President Obama looked back at the accomplishments of the past year and mentioned some unfinished business, such as gun violence legislation. He asked, "What if Congress did something, anything, to protect our kids from gun violence?" His words. Mr. Obama talked about his frustration with the unfinished business to control the country's epidemic of gun violence.
3 years ago, a bipartisan common sense bill would have required background checks for virtually everyone who buys a gun. Keep in mind, this is a policy that is supported by some 90% of the American people. It was supported by a majority of NRA households. But the gun lobby mobilized against it, and the Senate blocked it.
President Obama said he received letters from parents, teachers, children, and responsible gun owners who believe, as he does, that the Second Amendment to the Constitution guarantees a right to bear arms and who share his belief that they can protect from irresponsible, dangerous few who want to inflict harm on a massive scale. Grammy Award-winning singer Natalie Cole, the daughter of jazz legend Nat King Cole, is dead at the age of 65. A family statement says Cole died Thursday of ongoing health issues. She began her career as an R&B singer and had hits that included the Grammy Award-winning song It Will Be.
This will be an everlasting love for me.
That was This Will Be. Cole's career reached superstar status when she recorded the 1991 album Unforgettable. She did a duet with her father there, a virtual duet, because he had died 26 years before in 1965. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson was among those paying tribute to Natalie Cole. He said, "May her soul rest in peace."
That's the latest world news from VOA.